Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Joining us right now on the Hedin Mercer Road Cleaning Hotline, play-by-play voice of the Flying Squirrels, Blaine McCormick. What's going on, Blaine?
Hey, Adam. Sorry for the miscommunication on the scheduling, I guess. The Harrisburg weather gods didn't work in our favor today.
No, it didn't. And so can you tell us what is the weather like there? Because it's crazy. It's such a nice day here in Richmond. I mean, my goodness, they should have played the game at the Diamond.
I wish. That would have been more fun. It's kind of just this northeastern wave of just cold weather, because on Tuesday it was a first pitch temperature of 41 degrees. And when I talked with Trey, who's up there right now, he had said that the wind chill and all the moisture in the air made it feel like it was a 10-degree night. Like, it was just brutal. And then today, it's just constant rain up there, pretty cold temperatures. If you look on the radar map, it's just like a blanket of green across central and western Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, postponed today, but they will have a doubleheader on Saturday from F&B Field.
Awesome. So let's get into the series next week when the Squirrels return to the Diamond, because it feels like that week is full of, you know, giveaways and special events.
Yeah, this one is going to be a big one for us. So it's the first time that we are seeing the newly rebranded Chesapeake Bay Sox. They were the Bowie Bay Sox, and it's the closest opponent that the Flying Squirrels have. But on the promotion side, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up, including celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Diamond. So that's on April 17th, which is next Thursday, and it's going to be one of our best giveaways of the season, in my opinion. It is a stadium replica giveaway. Now, we've increased the amount of giveaways for this one because we know it's going to be a popular item. It's for the first 2,000 fans of all ages that can go home with this stadium replica of the Diamond. And you can check it out on our website right now, but the details in it are so pristine. They may or may not have put Trey and I in the press box, too. You'll have to look at that. But we also have our Education Day next Wednesday on April 16th, morning/afternoon baseball. We also have Jackie Robinson Day on Tuesday, which we are celebrating the legacy of Jackie Robinson. And we'll have a post-game wrestling show on Friday, April 18th against the Bay Sox. So the teams are not actually going to wrestle each other on the pitcher's mound. We have partnered with RBA Wrestling. They're going to bring in their ring over to the picnic zone. And after the game, you will see a live wrestling match thanks to a wrestling RBA. It's going to be so fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, we did an article about that a few weeks ago about how they've been taking it all around Richmond. I mean, I saw it at Parlays around Halloween. It's been all around the area, which is really cool. And that replica of the Diamond sounds fantastic. It sounds like something that needs to be in the studio. See, it sounds like something that needs to be sitting next to Stubb every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really cool giveaway. I think that's one of my favorites from this year's promo schedule. And I love that Yeah, I love those kind of giveaways too, because you get to have a piece of history. And this stadium has been around for generations. It's housed Hall of Famers. It has housed so many great people in Richmond and so many fans of baseball in Richmond as well. So to have that be one of our giveaways is really special this year.
Love to hear that, Blaine. So Wednesday against Chesapeake Bay Sox will be Education Day. Gates open as early as 10 a.m. with an 11:05 first pitch. Two-part question here. Number one, I mean, how do the guys deal with that? That is such an early start time. I mean, I'm going to have to set an alarm for Stubb to make sure he gets to the office in time for that game. And then number two, I'm seeing dogs are admitted free. Is that game by game? How do you guys decide which games dogs are allowed to get to?
So every Wednesday home game is the dogs night. So it's our wine and canines promotion where we have wine specials. And then also dogs are admitted free to the ballpark. There's a few sections in the ballpark that are dog specific, where fans can sit with their pet in the stands and enjoy a baseball game. And it's always fun to see all the pretty dogs over at the ballpark too.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. But man, that is an early first pitch, dude.
It's early. We have a handful of those games through the season. There was supposed to be today up in Harrisburg because they played a night game yesterday, and then we're going to have a first pitch at noon today. But of course, the weather postponed it. But yeah, that recovery time, like you gotta rest up quick, and it's easier said than done. But the guys, you know, once they get out on the field, I think that adrenaline kicks in right away. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. Once you take the field, like, that adrenaline just goes through you. It's fun to have all the school groups out at the ballpark too. It's one of those days where if you look up in GA, you're going to see a lot of kids and you're going to hear a lot of kids too. So if you don't like screaming, bring some earplugs.
Blaine, you know, I had a listener come up to me the other day and he asked me a question that you'd probably be way better at answering than me. It was something like, what are going to be the biggest differences fans will notice between the Diamond and CarMax Park?
So the first one that jumps to mind is the ability to walk all around the concourse. Right now at the Diamond, you can go end line to end line most of the way, but with CarMax Park, you'll have that full 360-degree concourse feel. So, you know, you've been to Nats Park, right? So it's going to have that kind of vibe. You're able to go all around the ballpark, take your steps in, walk from home plate all the way out to the outfield, and then go all around the ballpark. The other cool thing about that is there's going to be some seating out in the outfield for fans to attend games. Because one thing about Parker Field and for the Diamonds, there's no outfield seats. And one of those, and a caveat off of that, is that a fan has never been able to catch a home run ball while sitting in the outfield at the Diamond or Parker Field. So that's going to be a big difference maker. And I always remember when I went to college down in Arizona State and going to all the spring training stadiums, you have the grass berms out there. And when home runs go out to those grass berms, you have kids bawling each other, trying to get that home run ball souvenir. And it makes for a great atmosphere. That's been something that, you know, I always thought was missing at the ballpark. But that's going to be a key difference when CarMax Park opens up.
Blaine McCormick with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. So why don't you give us a little preview here of the rest of the week, and that will include now a doubleheader on Saturday.
So, yeah, the doubleheader, let's get to that first. That'll be on Saturday, not tomorrow, but Saturday. And first pitch will be at 4:30 for game one of that doubleheader. We'll be on air right here on 910 The Fan with our pregame coverage beginning at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow's game is still on as scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m., 6:30 pregame, and then they'll wrap up the series on Wednesday with a 1 o'clock first pitch. Harrisburg and Richmond, kind of similar tracks to the start of the season. Both of them have a 1-4 record, but it's so early that nobody should be freaking out at this point. Both teams have some really solid players. John Michael Bertrand was scheduled to pitch today. He was the 2024 Flying Squirrels Pitcher of the Year last season. Didn't have his best start on opening night, but if I know anything about JM, he's going to want to rebound really quick, and he will take the steps necessary to do so, because when he's locked in, he's untouchable.
Blaine, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Blaine McCormick from the Flying Squirrels. You can hear his voice right here on 910 AM 105.1 FM. Blaine, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Adam. Thank you for having me on. And remember, have fun, go nuts.
Absolutely. So today's game in Harrisburg has been postponed due to inclement weather. It will be made up as part of a doubleheader on Saturday right here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show, 833-804-0910. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can chime in, 833-804-0910. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio, at 910 The Fan. Same thing on Instagram as well. We'd love to hear from you as the Washington Capitals are back in D.C. in the nation's capital, hosting the Hurricanes tonight. And this could be a playoff series. But more importantly, tonight is a celebration. A celebration for one Alexander Ovechkin. A celebration of history. A celebration of his career. A celebration of the moment against the New York Islanders when he netted goal 895. I honestly think this ticket for tonight's game, it might be even as cool as last Friday night where you got to witness history with him getting the tying goal with Wayne Gretzky at 894. I mean, this is going to be an all-out celebration dedicated to Ovi and the record and what he's accomplished for his career here in Washington, D.C. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
IUB, all those things. I think there's some business to tend to, too. That one got a little chippy down in Raleigh the other night. I think there's going to be a little tone setting ahead of the playoffs, too. So I think it could be fun in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and you know, the whole team has talked about how there's no secret. There's no hiding it. They struggled as a team while Alex Ovechkin was chasing history. Not throughout the entire season, but as it became a global story, as Ted Leonsis has talked about on Grant and Danny. It became a story that came with a lot of pressure, not just for Ovechkin, but for his teammates. Anybody that was on the ice with him or on the next line. It was all that everyone was talking about, all that people were focusing on. And look, like I said, it was no secret. This team has now lost 5 of their last 7 games. But you know what? There are 5 games left before the postseason. It's just the perfect amount of time for them to get right. And it starts tonight, Michael.
It's weirdly decent timing, yeah, because all that time where they were not right, like, everybody kind of struggles with that thing where you clinch too early and you're just hanging out for a while and you got nothing to play for, and kind of kept them occupied in a way. But I agree with you. And 5 games is plenty of time to get back on track, to get everything rolling, to get your line set the way you want them, to get guys playing in the system the way you want them. And that starts tonight against a team who it's very plausible they could meet up with in a latter round of the playoffs. Carolina's a very good team, and a team that's the opposite of the Caps in a lot of ways. You know, I didn't predict 100 points for the Caps this year. Maybe you did, you know, at a River City Roll Rally, and I missed it. You had a vision, but I did not see this coming, whereas Carolina very much started the year expecting to contend for a Stanley Cup and is now dealing with this underdog team that has stolen their thunder and stolen their division.
Yeah, I mean, I really did enjoy all of the social media posts yesterday that said the predictions. Metropolitan Division champs, Hurricanes, Jersey, Islanders, Rangers, Devils. No, I didn't see one person predict the Washington Capitals, not even myself. I did not expect them to be nearly this good. I didn't expect them to be a playoff team. Not yet. I'm number one in the Eastern Conference, so it's been awesome. Michael, why don't you fill me in here on some of the young guys that you've really enjoyed watching play for the Caps this season?
It's been a ton of fun, right? You mentioned the Devils, right, who were the favorites. You remember early in the year, those guys, you know, it was a tight series. They played back and forth in New Jersey, and the Devils got the better of them. And you say, okay, well, that's not quite, you know, they're not quite there yet, but they're working towards it. They're doing their thing. Andrew Mangiapane, It has been a ton of fun to watch this season. He's come on. Dylan Strome at center, I think everybody has had a lot of fun watching. Alexei Protas, who's also on offense. But I think it's just been a full team effort up and down the roster. And you know, you look at, you know, I think to win in the playoffs, you have to have a strong goalie. And I think they have that right now in Lindgren. So, those are the elements for success. I do wonder if the record's maybe a little bit inflated and they're maybe not a true one seed, but, you know, they played a softer schedule than some of the other teams, the Northeast teams, your Montreals and so forth. But they're indisputably a good hockey team. And as you know, when you get to the playoffs, it's every man for himself, and it's once you're in, you've definitely got a chance to win in the NHL. Seed doesn't matter all that much.
Yeah, and look, Alex Ovechkin's the face of this team and will be for the rest of his career, putting on a Capitals jersey. But I feel like those that have been watching games know that the up and coming star is Tom Wilson. That's the next face of this team, and he's finally stayed healthy. How much of that has played into the success this season, you think? I mean, 32 goals, 30 assists. He's been on the ice, and he's a bruiser, and he's a guy that usually has gotten himself into trouble or injury.
You know, yeah, staying healthy is such a big part of it, and he's done that, and he's kind of installed himself as a fan favorite. All your great teams have a guy like that who's very much in the middle of everything and stirring it up and protecting his star too, right? Guys don't take a run at Ovi because they know they're going to get a meeting with Wilson if they do, and Ryan Leonard's going to benefit from that next year too as he kind of grows and develops. That's the Boston College player who they drafted who left school a couple weeks ago to come join them for this stretch run. I don't know how much he's going to be able to give them this time around, but it'll be so beneficial for him to learn and watch and see Ovi handle his business and this team handle their business and what a playoff run looks like, so he's not 4-2 it next year. And you know, having Wilson will be invaluable to him as well in terms of, you know, there are a lot of stars in this league that kind of get cheap shotted every night. Well, these guys don't. One, Ovi can handle his own business, but two, you do have Wilson right there behind him, ready to handle business as needed.
Michael, we've got a big sports weekend coming up. Of course, the Masters, Capitals in action. We're close to the NBA postseason. And on 910 The Fan on Saturday, we will air the Virginia Tech Hokies football spring game that will not feature quarterback Kyren Drones. Is that an issue? Do you have any problem with that, Michael?
I think that, you know, if he was truly as injured as they seem to be saying he was last year, I think that bodes well for them potentially, right? Because, you know, I was underwhelmed by his production last year, and I thought that they kind of settled for bringing him back and installing him as the quarterback a little too soon. Could this be a Max Schulga-style situation, right? You come back the next year and you learn Max had the sports hernia, he was playing through it, and then this year he becomes the best player in the A-10. If Drones was really as injured as you know these reports seem to be indicating, and he did battle through a lot of things last year, it certainly gives you hope of what a healthy Kyren Drones could do with a full season. That's your optimism if you're a Hokie fan, for sure. On the other side of that, I'm curious what they do with Pop Watson. He was exciting in that UVA win, and it's a UVA win. That's a birthright if you wear the Hokies jersey, obviously. But, he did play well in that game, and he's got the opportunity to come in and push Kyren in spring camp. I don't think it's a given that Drones comes out of camp as the quarterback. So I think that's going to be a situation to watch for sure. And I'll add Mega Sports Day, because we're throwing a Squirrels doubleheader on that Sunday fire as well now, on Saturday. So you get a little spring game and then a pair of spring games with the baseball.
Absolutely. So, Michael, I think he is penciled in as the starting quarterback. And dealing with this injury, I don't think it really gives Pop Watson or anybody else a fair shot to supplant him, to take that spot, because he can't compete against them and go head-to-head. Like, I do kind of think that
interesting.
He's the starting quarterback, and that, you know, I mean, he was hurt last season, right?
You think him not playing the spring game protects his job?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's interesting to me. You can't win a job in a spring game, but you can lose it, and obviously he's not going to get the opportunity to lose it. I'm still I'm still skeptical, too, of how you handle this early stretch, because you're opening, you know, at, you know, in Atlanta against South Carolina. That's a brutal game. And then Vandy is a really important week two game, right? Assuming they lose to South Carolina, and I'm not disrespecting the Hokies. I'm just calling it like I see it here. That Vandy game, you know, which went to overtime last year in Nashville, becomes a really, really important game for these guys to get off to the start they want.
Oh, and it's the most important season in the last 5 years. Coach Pry has to be on the hot seat, has to be hotter than it's ever been for him. And, you know, we talk about the Cowboys and how I think I've heard from multiple sources the only reason Schottenheimer got that job is because they believe in his ability to get Dak Prescott back up to speed and playing at a near Pro Bowl level. I think that's the reason the new offensive coordinator got the job at Virginia Tech, right? He was familiar with Kyren Drones, Montgomery, and so I think that's why he got that job. Obviously, there were other factors, but he's married to Kyren Drones in my mind.
If they don't have success at that position this year, there's going to be a coaching change next year. I mean, that's not hyperbole. That's just what it is. There are expectations in Blacksburg, and we can argue about whether they're fair or not, but they exist, and those expectations don't include trips to, you know, the Mayonnaise Bowl. You know, they expect better from Virginia Tech football teams, and I think in a down ACC, that's fair. These guys need to be standard bearers, and it's a big ask and it's a big lift, but you're absolutely right that if you go down, you want to go down swinging with your guy, and that's Brent Pry's guy for sure. If you were to say today, you know, what predict out the Hokie season, it feels like a 7-5 season looking at it on paper. You got to try to do everything you can do to get a little more juice than that, a little more momentum than that. And you know, you got two dangerous games out of the gate. One, you know, great opportunity if you can upset South Carolina, but then secondly at home, a big statement game against Vandy, where these fans have been so good to the Hokies over the past few years, packing the stadium. You know, even though they haven't been thrilled with the results, the fans have still been there. That's a great opportunity to reel everybody in, make sure you have that home field advantage the rest of the year.
Michael, always appreciate it, man. Fun to talk to you.
All right, see you tomorrow.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Last night in the NBA, Dallas Mavericks fans who were still outraged cheered Luka Doncic in his homecoming, his return to Dallas for the first time, though, as a member of the LA Lakers. The headline on ESPN: Luka wipes away tears, then whips Mavs in return. That's the lead story as we talk all things NBA on the Fast Break with AWOD.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a Fast Break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
You know, just a 45-point masterpiece. 8 rebounds, 6 assists for number 77 of the LA Lakers, Luka Doncic. In his return to Dallas, the Lakers clobber the Mavs 112-97. A game that, you know, they pretty much dominated from start to finish, had a great second quarter to take a halftime lead, grew that lead in the third and in the fourth as well. Weird story in the NBA. Stub, we literally talked about this yesterday on the show, that in Tuesday's game, Luka Doncic was given a second technical foul in which he claims he was talking to a fan, not the official, and that second technical ejected him from the game. Well, the NBA has now come out and said that they've rescinded that second technical after further research into the investigation of the second technical. It should not have been awarded to Luka Doncic. My response is, then play the damn game again. How dumb is the NBA right now that you're going to come out and say he should not have been ejected? Well, that changed the outcome of the whole contest. In a league in which every game matters right now because you're trying to decide who's going to make the playoffs and your dumb play-in tournament, the NBA is down in the dumps right now. But yet, I was excited to see the return for Luka Doncic and to see the crowd. You knew they would not be booing Luka, but there would be boos for the general manager, Nico Harrison. So there were boos in the game last night and tears as well for Luka Doncic. And then he buried his head in his towel, and he fought back and got his team to victory. So much going on in the NBA. The Denver Nuggets fire their coach, Michael Malone, while they're fifth place in the Western Conference standings because they lost 4 games in a row. And the owner said, well, there were cracks earlier in the season, and the wins masked some of the biggest mistakes. He complained about the defensive performances. All right, so they fire their coach. And, well, it worked for one game. Denver plays great defensively, and they earn a much-needed victory against a lousy Kings team. And as much as they were better defensively, they still gave up 116 points. But Nikola Jokic had a triple-double and powered the Nuggets to a victory. Their 48th win of the season, and with just that win, they are now back into fourth place and just a game back of the Lakers for third place. And this interim coach now, good luck to him in the postseason. Thought it was kind of funny. He's talking to his team acting like, I didn't just walk in the door. I've been here all year. Yeah, you have. As Michael Malone's top assistant. Now you're taking Michael Malone's team to the playoffs, and Michael Malone gets no credit, and he's out of a job. Doesn't make any sense. The other big story in the NBA is the tankathon. Teams tanking. Poop for Coop. Everybody wants to have the worst record possible to win the lottery, to get the number one overall pick, and select Cooper Flagg, freshman out of the Duke Blue Devils. Well, after last night, the Washington Wizards lost, and somehow, some way, after losing 9 in a row, the Utah Jazz took the Trailblazers into overtime and got their 17th win of the season, and just like that, Washington now has the worst record again in basketball. We talked to Chase Hughes yesterday, and we found out that if Utah, currently 17-63, and Washington, currently 17-63, finished with the exact same record after the 82 games are played, it will not come down to strength of schedule, head-to-head, common opponents. It will come down to a coin toss. A coin toss to decide the future of the franchise. Because as much as I like Harper and Ace Bailey and some of these other guys, I think we saw in the NCAA tournament, Cooper Flagg's a step ahead of the rest. He's the real deal. I don't think he'll ever be as good as a Victor Wembanyama, but I think he can be a first-round pick that is a franchise-changing first-round pick. I'm all in on Washington to win the lottery and draft Cooper Flagg. So we got to look ahead. Who do the Wizards play? And who do the Jazz play with 2 games remaining? Wizards lost to the Sixers last night, 122-103. Wizards have the Chicago Bulls on the schedule. It's not a good team, but hopefully they can lose that game. Both games on the road at Chicago and then at the Miami Heat. Well, the Utah Jazz have a home game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. There's no way they're going to win that. Unless Oklahoma decides, hey, we don't need to play our stars. We already clinched first place in the Western Conference. And then they're at Minnesota. And maybe that's an opportunity for the Jazz to win their 18th game and for the Wizards to end up with the number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft. We are about a week away from the play-in tournament. And a week after that, we will have the NBA playoffs. And we'll have you covered right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most local sports talk in town. Got the Junkies Monday through Friday. MP on the mic 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 p.m. before we hand it off to Grant and Danny. And I'm sure Grant and Danny will be talking about the Washington Nationals and their start to the season on the show today, as well as the NFL. And I wanted to take this time right now to go around the National Football League with all the lead stories ahead of the draft. We call this segment NFL Hits Offseason on The Fan.
Every offseason rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the upcoming NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So we'll start with my favorite player in this year's NFL draft. And I've gone back and forth on this because I am an Ashton Jeanty guy. I mean, I really think he's going to take the league by storm. I'd put money on him to be your NFL Rookie of the Year, especially if he falls to a team that is talented, that has some pieces around him to help out. So in this year's NFL draft, I mean, in mocks, it's hard to really see where Ashton Jeanty will go because I think a team could trade up for a running back like Ashton Jeanty. Like, I just saw a report yesterday, the Cincinnati Bengals want Omarion Hampton or Ashton Jeanty. Well, Cincinnati Bengals might not be in a position to get Omarion Hampton or Ashton Jeanty unless they trade up in the draft and move from the 17th pick to maybe top 10. But I will say, I think my number one player in the draft that I like is Ashton Jeanty. You know, he was my 2024 Heisman Trophy winner. He was our Touchdown Tuesday Player of the Year on AWOD Radio. It's his abilities to break tackles. It's his ability to hit the home run. He's got breakaway speed. Listen to this. 2,601 rushing yards, ranked second in NCAA history behind Barry Sanders for most in a single season. That's pretty damn good. He also led FBS running backs in receiving yards at 569 in 2023, showing that he can do it both ways as a running back. Hand me the rock or toss it to me in the flat. I think my second favorite player in this year's draft is not Abdul Carter. I really don't think it's Mason Graham either, the defensive tackle out of Michigan. I'm not a Travis Hunter guy, so you're not going to see me say he's my in my top three. I think it's Jalen Walker out of Georgia. I mean, 6'1", 243, a hybrid front seven defender who can be an inside linebacker, could be an edge rusher. I think here's the number one thing I like about him, and when you watch the film, this does, it stands out, is he has this ability to dip under blockers, and as a speed rusher off the edge, I think he could be like a Haason Reddick type that, boom, you snap it, he's in the backfield. Might not always come away with the sack, but I think he's going to get a lot of QB pressures as a rookie and move the quarterback off of his spot. So I'll go Ashton Jeanty, number one. I'll go Jalen Walker, number two. And for me, number three is the guy that's probably going to go number one overall, and that's Cam Ward out of Miami. I'm a huge Cam Ward believer. I am a supporter of Cam Ward. Two seasons at Incarnate Ward out of high school, and then another two seasons at Washington State, where he didn't become a household name, but he became a name known by NFL insiders and college football fans. And then this season at Miami, well, he was exceptional. I mean, what he did at Miami this year, he was an escape artist. He showed the foot speed that he could be an NFL player that does things that Jaden Daniels did. Cam Ward threw for 39 touchdowns. And oh yeah, only 7 interceptions. I mean, that's a fantastic touchdown to interception ratio for a starting quarterback that won a lot of games in a good program. And, you know, I also think what he did in terms of comebacks gives me a little bit of a Jaden Daniels vibe for him his rookie season in the NFL. I'm afraid that he's going to be drafted by a team that is not going to have any success no matter what he does in the Tennessee Titans. But I think Cam Ward is by far the best quarterback coming out of college football this year. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if he had, you know, similar hype to Jaden Daniels. I just don't think he's going to have the team success. Part of the reason why Jaden Daniels, you know, took over the league and was the face of the league as a rookie was the 12 wins. His stats, you know, Bo Nix's stats were comparable. C.J. Stroud's rookie season stats were better, but the team was better. The big moments, the clutch moments as well. And I think you can see Cam Ward having some real clutch moments in the Tennessee Titans uniform. I just don't think they get anywhere near 9 or 10 wins his rookie year, but he will be a star, I think, in the National Football League. Number four for me, it's Tetra McMillan out of Arizona. I love this kid. Incredible one-handed catches. He's the kind of guy that if people were still playing Madden at the level they were, we'd be talking about him as, oh yeah, there's going to be a star under his name for spectacular catch. I think that's what you're going to see right away from him in the NFL. Look, he's going to stand out because he's 6'5", he's 230. But he's going to make spectacular catches. He's good at getting release off of press coverage. He's not, you know, not a slow poke at all for a guy that's that tall. But I think he's going to be such a difference maker. And this is a guy that I think is going to be drafted, and he's not going to be Justin Jefferson, all right? He's not going to be that kind of player in the NFL, but he's going to be a reliable wide receiver. I don't like Mike Williams as the comp, but that's one I would point to. Maybe a Brian Thomas Jr., who had a really good season for Jacksonville as a rookie. Maybe even a Drake London, because he is of that size and stature. I mean, Drake London, 6'4", 213. He's 6'5", 220. But that's the kind of impact player I think he's going to be. I think less flashy CeeDee Lamb, maybe better at making spectacular catches, but not as good after he gets the ball in his hands. That's, I think, where he needs to develop in the NFL is the yak. But in terms of downfield plays, in terms of 50-50 balls, God, I want him in Washington so badly. That's my fourth favorite player in this year's NFL draft. And at number five, I will go Amarian Hampton, who we had on the show. I think this season at North Carolina was derailed by their quarterback going down with an injury in the first or second game of the season. But this is a unique blend of power, quickness, speed. And, all right, you went to North Carolina, which you wouldn't consider normally like a dominant football school. But he played for Mack Brown, and we know that they had some money in the NIL department at UNC. And I think, like, if you had Omarion Hampton, and you're talking about, oh, this kid was at Oklahoma, right? Or you're saying, oh, this kid was at Georgia, or this kid was at Penn State or Michigan, then you'd be talking about a guy that I think goes ahead of Ashton Jeanty. But because it's North Carolina, I think maybe that's part of the reason why he's fallen some. But, I mean, when I got to ACC kickoff last year, I was told, there's two guys you want to interview because they're going to be in the NFL next year. Amarian Hampton and Jaden Ott. Jaden Ott didn't have a good season. Amarian Hampton did. And we talked about this, Stubb. He was wearing like $30,000 worth of chains on his neck. That's how I knew this guy was going to be good. Right? So I think he's going to be a star in the NFL. And if he falls to Washington, yeah. I would trade up 5 or 10 slots for him. I don't think Washington does. But I'm kind of in love with those two running backs. Jeanty, Hampton. I like the wide receiver I mentioned, Cam Ward. There's only one really good defensive player that I'm that interested in. It's not Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. It's Jalen Walker. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.